On guard, fuckboys, and welcome to the NXT Review. We're on Supla.com, and we're on iTunes, under the Supla Wrestling Podcast. I am Sam Brooks, and with me is Carmine Antascary.
It's so spooky scary. Welcome to the scary gold pool, everybody.
Sorry, I had something stuck in my throat. So, we open the show with Sami Zayn in the locker room, and he's like, I can do things now. I'm on my road to redemption. I'm gonna kick everyone's asshole.
And then Titus O'Neil shows up like, not mine.
I'm a roadblock.
Basically. And then Sammy's like, is that a challenge? And Titus is like, maybe.
Nah, I don't do challenge. I do open invitations.
Then he walks away, and Sammy's like, this is what I fucking work with. You seeing this shit?
All right, fine. I'll kick his ass out tonight.
Main event. There it is.
There you go. But we start off with NXT Tag Team Championship. Number one contenders, Battle Royal.
Super intense.
Oh my god, that's too many words for one match type.
Whoa! So basically,
five tag teams. Yep. Five of them.
There's count them.
I don't know if they have a name. Ty Dillinger and Jason Jordan. The Hudson River Cross.
How you doing?
The Vaudevillains.
Quite manly.
And the Ascension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did we mention Buddy Murphy?
Team Thick, yeah.
Okay. This Buddy Murphy was in this match.
Yeah, you know what? It actually went on for a while. It wasn't like your traditional Battle Royal, where you had one person go out in the first 10 seconds. You had all of the teams in for about 5 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah, and at one point, the Ascension eliminated both Team Cool Guys and Team Thick at the same time.
Which was amazing. Basically, one tag team was on the verge of eliminating the other tag team, but the Ascension, they looked at each other, and they were like,
yo,
cool shit, we're gonna do this, and then just flipped both of them over at the same time, and it was amazing.
It was great, which meant there were two teams in the ring, because Enzo and Cass went toe-to-toe with the Ascension, and it was fucking awesome.
They held their own, and it was amazing, but...
Even Enzo!
Fortunately, even Enzo, he managed to get on the back of Victor, and was just like, punch, punch, punch! Like Captain Falcon, but they did get eliminated when Cass was on the ropes, and they threw Enzo at Cass, and they both went over.
Because Enzo is unfortunately a tiny man. And then...
Boom, 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 boom. Kenta is here.
Hideo Itami.
Hideo Itami is here.
And he distracted the Ascension long enough for the Vaudevillains to come up and eliminate the Ascension and win the Battle Royal.
Vaudevillains are your new number one contenders for the NXT Tag Team Championship, and they will be facing the Lucha Dragons.
Sometime. Oh, that's going to be good.
I don't know when, but soon.
Probably at the next big event.
Yeah, the next big event, which is NXT TakeOver Evolution.
It's called TakeOver Evolution?
Yeah.
I thought it was just called Evolution.
No.
Why are they all called TakeOver?
Because they're taking over. Don't you get it yet?
The first one wasn't called TakeOver.
No, but they weren't taking over. They were arriving. Huh? Huh? Do you get it?
And now they're evolving. Move on to a different pay-per-view name. So dumb.
I don't know. It's like In Your House. Like,
it's
remember that time?
The best show with the worst event names.
Remember that time when In Your House was every pay-per-view ever?
I guess.
It's like that, only... they're slowly taking over. Eventually, they'll take over.
We're taking over every couple of months. We're going to take over a little bit more.
We just need the giant wooden horse, and then it's all good.
But yeah, the Vaudevillains versus Lucha Dragons, I'm really looking forward to that title match.
So am I. But of course, this whole little kerfuffle ended when the Ascension beat the shit out of Hideo Itami again.
Again. He's really not learning anything.
No, but you say that later on. Backstage, he had a promo where he was like, fuck this shit, I'm getting a friend.
Yeah, because after the Ascension beat him up, Connor grabbed the mic and he's like, go back to Japan, we don't want you in NXT. And Hideo's like, no, fuck you, I'm bringing a friend.
Like, We do. We want him.
We want him and all the other people. Bring in the other people.
What other people? What are you talking about?
I mean, never mind. But next week, he's bringing a friend, so we're going to wait and see who that is.
We know who it is.
Shut up.
We've said on the show before who it is.
Shut your face.
Oh, okay, fine. Good. Anyway, speaking of shutting up the face, you had... How you doing, Carmella?
Bada-bing, hottest chick in the ring.
The Princess of Staten Island versus Emma.
But yeah, this was a surprisingly good match.
Yeah, very good. Some steady offense from both ends. Emma had some good offense. Carmella even got in a good submission hold.
Yep, that finisher of hers is really cool.
Yep. Despite the massive rest hold they had in the middle of the match, it was pretty entertaining.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, the bit where we just sat in the ring for like 5 minutes when Carmella's legs were around Emma's waist and they were like, I got pull the hat punch.
But Carmella ended up picking up the victory, which means she's 2-0. And she, I mean, beating Emma is not the end-all be-all, but it's a nice feather to put in your cap for now.
Oh, yeah. Emma isn't no one, so she's definitely someone, which is always good.
She's not blue pants.
No, she's not blue pants.
So, hey, who knows? And the thing, I've been very vocal about my favorites in NXT.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not going to name names.
We already know. You don't have to.
But Carmella's quickly climbing the list.
I'm very surprised your sister wasn't already of a number one ranking.
Because she's just a female version of Enzo and Cass, and she wins her matches.
Hey, it helps to do that.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you're that sort of thing.
But hey, you know who else is pretty cool?
Who else is pretty cool?
Say it with me now.
Bull!
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 Bull! Bull!
Bull!
So yeah, Bull Dempsey is pretty cool. And he had a match with Justin Gabriel. I wonder who won this one.
Oh, I'm willing to bet the high-flying, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, Justin Gabriel lost.
Yes, he did, Nick Cage. I don't know why he showed up for some reason. This is Halloween, huh?
But no, you never know who's going to show up.
Oh, anyone could show up. I mean, anyone who we can change. Oh my god, Alfred Pennyworth? Where's Bruce?
I'm here. Now tell me, who won the match?
Bull Dempsey won the match, Batman.
Ah, you see, that's not even a surprise when you think about it.
This is a bunch of bullshit.
Okay, so...
For fuck's sake, Bull Dempsey defeated Justin Gabriel with some decent offense from both sides. Justin Gabriel at one point hit a reverse DDT. Looked a lot like the Scorpion Death Drop, but hey, there you go.
It's a sign.
It's a sign! Oh, the Illuminati exists! But anyway, Dempsey did his usual wrecking ball thing like Miley Cyrus, and he just did his diving headbutt to get the victory.
Please. Please don't compare Bull Dempsey to Miley Cyrus, please.
No, they're both wrecking balls. I don't know.
No. This can't be supplicanon. That can't happen.
No, they are.
No.
Yeah. Bull Dempsey twerking. It's happening. Couch kicks.
Well, Bull Dempsey is one of the many people who's on a massive squashing roll in NXT, but he's not the only one.
Because after the commercial break... Oh, no! We missed out on a backstage segment.
Oh, yeah?
I think it was after Carmella and Emma, actually.
What was it?
Well, it's funny you say this. I was watching NXT shortly before we did this review, professionalism, but at the end of the Carmella-Emma match, Carmella was doing her usual showboating, and then it just... cuts to Bayley in the back with an interview.
Oh, right.
Hey, Bayley, what do you think of that bitch?
Becky Lynch.
And then Bayley was like, I've had friends telling me before, well, I got Charlotte, and she's going to help me because she's my friend.
Again.
For the fifth time.
Charlotte and Bayley's relationship is quite confusing.
Yeah, but either way, like, you got to unite in the face of the boss and the Irish, I guess.
But yeah, next week, Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch go up against Bayley and Charlotte.
Yay! Looking forward to that.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
But, in the meantime...
Attention! Legionnaires!
Almost turned into Enzo there.
How you doing?
How you doing? Nah, it's the Legionnaires, kinda, not really. It's just Sylvester LaForte.
Sylvester LaForte versus Lord Voldemort.
Or the guy from I Am Legend.
Will Smith?
No, the monster.
Marcus Louis. And yeah. God damn it, he scares me a little bit.
I mean, I don't know what is up with him right now. I don't know if his gimmick is to just be really angry and crazy.
Either way, it works, because he got the win over Sylvester LaForte in short time, all the while screaming,
"You did this to me!"
Said that about 3 times. I was half expecting the crowd to join in with him. I don't know why they didn't, but...
Yeah.
Either way, he did a move. Not quite sure what it was. It was a slam. Like a
throw.
It was a slam of some variety, and then he got the pin. He has no theme music, though.
Yeah, he came out, like, as Sylvester's music was still playing, and then it faded out, and there was just silence as he was coming out.
He didn't even spend that much time coming out. He was just there for 5 seconds, and he was like, "Whoa!" and just went at him.
So, there you go. We have 2 French characters. One of them's a coward, and the other one's insane.
Pretty accurate representation of the French. So, main event time.
We missed a match.
No, we didn't.
We missed Baron Corbin's match.
What match? Oh, you mean the 17 seconds?
It was 20 seconds, I'll have you know.
Oh, yeah, because the NXT Universe actually counted it from bell
to bell. It was so cool!
1, 2, 3, 20.
Yeah, Baron Corbin squashed some guy named something Briggs.
Tony Briggs. We don't care.
It was a typical Baron Corbin match, but it's still cool.
Still very cool.
Who knows? He might cross paths with someone equally destructive soon.
Yeah, maybe. We don't know.
Anyway. Now it's main event time.
Now it's the main event time, yeah. Now it's time for the main event.
Sami Zayn versus Titus O'Neil.
Hey.
Versus ska music.
So
someday you'll get it.
Fuck it. Sami Zayn is on his road to redemption, which sounds very similar to something else I've seen on this product.
Yep.
But anyway, he had a very, very back and forth match with Titus O'Neil, I will admit.
Now, we have to remember that last time he fought Titus O'Neil, he got fucking destroyed. So the fact that it was even a close match is a good step.
Yep. What happened during the match?
Well, there was a lot of Sami getting thrown out of the ring. Sami building up some momentum and then getting clotheslined out of it. But then, at one point, he starts building a momentum. Once again, gets shut down. Gets shoved into a corner. Titus comes charging at him. Oh. And Sami decides, fuck it, I'll catch Titus O'Neil and throw him into the turnbuckle.
How is that possible?
How does little Sami Zayn throw Titus O'Neil with an exploder suplex?
I guess he gathered strength from the fucking Mexican orphans and just body slammed him. And then he hit the hell of a kick.
And picked up the win!
Over Titus O'Neil.
It was basically a game of Shadow of the Colossus.
And he won.
It's great!
And his horse didn't die.
Oh.
Is it my eyes when you look at me?
Did Tyler they Breeze so kill gorgeous. His horse?
I'll kill your horse with my metal walk. Tyler Breeze came out and was like, Sammy... Fuck you. You haven't beaten me yet.
You may have beat Titus O'Neil, but you've never beat Prince Pretty.
And so you're going to Cute Town. Face me.
Number one contenders match next week.
And then Sammy was like, okay, let's dance. That's the end of NXT.
Pretty good episode.
Very good episode. I like what they're building towards with Sami Zayn. It kind of makes you think he has to win at this point.
I mean, yeah.
The big
because
title.
Because he's been going up against all the people who have beat him in the past. And now, surprisingly, it wasn't Titus O'Neil who's the biggest challenge. It's fucking Tyler Breeze.
His rival eternal, Tyler
fucking
Breeze.
Fucking the penultimate boss, Tyler Breeze.
The lieutenant.
It's so cool that this is how it went down.
Can't wait. Can't wait for this match. Because you know what? Hey, these two on consistent performers. And the match they're going to put on with all of this backstory is going to be fucking amazing.
Oh, NXT's so good.
This is the time when we ask you a question. Who do you think is going to come out on top of that match? Will it be Sami Zayn or Tyler Breeze?
And, seeing that it's the number one contenders match, do you think the winner of that match has a chance of beating the dominant champion Adrian Neville? Tweet us your answer. Leave it in the comments. Email it to us at thesuplapodcast@gmail.com.
Leave a review on iTunes with your answer. Who cares? As long as you answer, hey. Don't look at the tapings, because that's a spoiler.
And if you do look at it and spoil it for yourself, we're so sorry.
Oh, no, so sorry.
So, next week, what do we have?
We have the Divas tag team match.
I don't.
We have... Well, we have Sami Zayn versus Tyler Breeze.
I don't.
We have... Remind me... I'm forgetting things.
Hideo Itami.
We have Hideo Itami bringing a friend to take on the Ascension.
I don't.
We have other things.
Other things. Probably another squash match. Who gives a fuck? Anyway.
Probably.
With this has been NXT Review this week. You can find us on Supla.com. You can also find us on iTunes under the Supla Wrestling Podcast. Leave a rating. Give us 5 stars. And you can also find other programming such as...
Raw Review.
How you doing?
Total Divas Review.
How you doing?
The Supla.
Bada boom.
The Supla Bite Size.
There you go.
The Brocast.
Funky Fresh.
And if you stick to the YouTube channel, you'll find Let's Plays.
Jam Hot.
Yeah.
It's all good. So,
I have been Sam Brooks. I have been Carmine Antonelli. And we will see you next week in
November. Oh shit, it's firework time.
Fireworks?
Oh, that's a UK thing. Goodbye.
Happy Halloween!